Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. Are you prepared for the final battle? We've been looking at the last few days evidence that seems to indicate that there's a possibility that what John prophesied in Revelation 20 about the devil being loosed after being bound for 1,000 years, and not a literal 1,000 years, that's a symbolic number, at least that's my personal opinion, believing that Revelation is a metaphorical, symbolic book filled with imagery from the Old Testament. This 1,000-year period of which Satan is bound, he is only bound in one area. John describes that as from being able to deceive the nations anymore. He couldn't hold them in darkness like he could before the resurrection. Now the resurrection has happened. All authority is given to Jesus in heaven and earth. He commands us to go forth and proclaim the gospel, and they do so. They are no longer inhibited, and the nations are no longer enslaved in darkness from the standpoint of being held in deception by Satan. Now men and women are freed and are able to come out from that darkness because of the proclamation of the gospel. But John does indicate that in the time prior to Messiah's return, there would be a little season. He didn't say how long that little season would be. He didn't say it would be a year. He didn't say it would be 10 years. He didn't say it would be 20 years or 5 months. He just said it would be a brief season, that the enemy would be loosed and he would gather the nations. He would go out and deceive them, and God would permit this. And this flows in with what Paul writes about in 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians and to Timothy, with what John says about the anti-Messiah. All of these things, he's going to lead the world to assault and attack. And he wants to destroy and eradicate the body of the Messiah. Evidence, Exhibit A, this seems to indicate that something has shifted spiritually in the spiritual realm, particularly at the end of the 19th, moving into the 20th century and 21st century. The moral conditions around us. Exhibit B, the spiritual conditions of the church currently, right now. And here is a biggie. Exhibit C, global persecution of Jesus' followers and Jews. And Jews who are Jesus' followers. Now, Paul referred to a time, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, of we need to put on the whole armor of God so that we might stand in the evil day. Not a day, but the day. Now, Paul had in mind, obviously, we know we wear the armor for our daily in battles with the enemy. But we also know that Paul has had in mind as a specific time in history, yet future, the day of the Lord, the day prior to the return of the Messiah. This refers to the travails that Jesus described, the birth pangs before the Messiah returns. The devil will be loosed. He will seek to turn the nations against God and his people, and he will use deception. He wants to turn the world and even the visible church against the Jewish people, against Israel, and the true church, the true followers of the Messiah. Now, persecution began in earnest. The end of the 19th century, early 20th century, the Ottoman persecutions, sometimes called the first genocides of the 20th century. I mean, the Armenian genocide, that was the physical annihilation of the Armenian Christian people who were living in the Ottoman Empire from spring 1915 through autumn of 1916. About 1.5 million Armenians living in the multi-ethnic Ottoman Empire in 1915. Well, at least 664,000, and some estimate as many as 1.2 million died during the genocide, either in massacres or in individual killings or ill treatment, exposure, starvation. and this is what's interesting. The section of the world in which this took place was the very area in which the gospel first began to permeate and spread in the first century. From that point on, after the Ottoman Empire persecutions against the Armenian believers and the Jews, and there were pogroms that went on against the Jews as well. Christian persecution has exponentially risen globally. Now, when you stop and look, and facts, here's some facts. More than 70 million Christians have been martyred in the whole course of human history. But listen to this. Half of that number, 35 million, were martyred just in the 20th century alone, usually under a communist, fascist, or socialist government. Right now, in the 21st century, annually, roughly 100 to 160,000 Christians, and that number is rising, are being killed. Between the year 2000 and 2010, 1.1 million Christians were martyred worldwide. Every month, at least between 300 and 400 believers are killed for their faith. 214 churches or Christian properties are destroyed every month, Open Doors Ministry says. There's at least 772 forms of violence, beatings, kidnappings, rapes, arrests against Christians globally every single month. Christians in more than 60 countries face persecution from their governments right now or their neighbors because of their faith. I mean, just in 2015, um, 7,100 Christians were killed for faith-related reasons. And then in 2014, it had been 4,344, almost doubled in 1 year. I mean, you've got places like North Korea, most dangerous place in the world, being following Jesus there, it's a death sentence. Algeria, you know, it moved up four spots on the watch list of persecuting believers. China, of course. 10,000 churches were closed in China in 2023. Most of them were house churches, but even official churches now are under pressure. They want new signs put up, regulations. Churches have to display signs in China that says, love the Communist Party, love the country, love the religion. Obviously, as you're probably well aware, there's digital surveillance growing in China. With Christians in one province required to register on a state-controlled app before even attending a church service. In 2023, in Nigeria, 13 Christians a day were killed for their faith. And Nigeria is one of the deadliest places to follow Jesus. I mean, 82% of killings happen there. So there's a huge 14,766 Christian properties attacked in 2023. Almost 300,000 Christians were displaced in 2023. And just here in the United States, listen to this statistic. Persecution against churches or properties related to Christianity has risen 800% just in the last 6 years. Again, this is evidence. Something has changed. Now, persecution has happened to believers all throughout history. We know that. But did you hear the statistic? Out of the 70 million martyrs since the very beginning, 35 million of them happened in a span of 100 years, the 20th century. Why? Because something has changed. Something has shifted, and it's getting exponentially worse. And we would expect to see such if we are living in a time when the adversary has been loosed and is preparing for that one final push, that one final battle against the people of God. So Exhibit C has to do with the global persecution of Jesus followers, both Jew and Gentile. Well, Lord willing, when we get back together on Monday, well, we're going to look at Exhibit D. And this one is a biggie as well. And that has to do with the persecution. Well, let's say this. The persecution of the Jewish people as well as the establishment of the Jewish nation of Israel. That's a big one. All right. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. Shabbat shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he lift his countenance toward you and give you his peace.